Brett Hollander back here on WBAL alongside the mighty man Casey Willett, Jake Cottrell back in our studios high atop Television Hill. Sportsline on a Friday. Pat Scarry coming up at 8 o'clock. Brenda Fries next hour as well. Earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with Zach Britton, who's in a very fascinating competition right now for the Orioles rotation. I'm not quite sure how this one's going to work itself out. I'm really not. When you factor in Arrieta, Steve Johnson, if you assume that Tillman and Miguel Gonzalez are in the rotation, which I think might be not even safe to assume, whatever the notch below that is, and there are other guys. There's T.J. McFarland. There's Jair Jurgens. It is a pretty big group, and if you want to take another step back, it's Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman, although we all know they are long, long shots to make this club out of spring training. But Britton is healthy. He was not healthy last spring. You have to remember, 2 years ago, he was the best pitcher in this camp. He was one of the best pitchers in the American League through April and May in 2011. And had a very admirable rookie year, winning 11 games with an ERA around 4.5. And then last year, for a stretch, he was one of the Orioles' best pitchers in August, and that helped them get them to 93 wins. But right now, he's got a new lease on life, being healthy and well, and I caught up today with Orioles southpaw Zach Britton.
So, Zach, another spring here. How are you feeling right now?
Feeling good. Excited for the games to get going. We got a good competition going on, and everyone's excited to get going.
I know it's always a competition. There's always going to be that feeling you got to make the club. But this year, I guess it's hard to calculate the spots available. Are you kind of thinking about that in your head, who you're battling with, and how much is available in that rotation?
Not really. You know, you think about the guys that we have. We really only have maybe one or two guys that are really established major league pitchers. Everyone else has had a couple months of success, so we're all in the same boat. And some guys had it towards the end of last season. Some guys have had it first couple months of the season. So we've all had success. So I feel like I'm competing against everybody. You know, you want to be the best guy in the rotation, so you compete that way.
Can you take us back to how you felt last spring physically and how you feel this spring physically?
Yeah, I think at this time I was seeing Dr. Andrews, trying to figure out what was going on with my shoulder. So obviously I feel a lot better. I'm playing catch, throwing bullpens, throw the inter-squad game the other day. So I feel a lot stronger and confident because I'm healthy. I don't worry about whether my shoulder's going to hurt this day or that day. Just confident in attacking hitters now.
What you did during the season last year to get healthy and then what you did in the offseason, what did you do exactly to get back physically to where you are now?
Well, I got with I got on a good weightlifting program with Brady in the offseason at his home. Me, Miguel, and Gonzalez, and Chen went to his house and we worked out together. So just getting my strength back in my shoulder, in my legs, and just feeling good about where I was physically was a big key.
And right now, do you feel like you did maybe a couple of springs ago, that good and healthy?
Yeah, I'd like to say 2 years ago, because I don't have a lot to go off of from last season. But about 2 years ago, about the same way I felt physically then, the arm, the way, the arm speed is and stuff like that, which is really big because, when you're injured, you don't know if you're going to ever get your arm speed back to where it was. So it's nice to see that it's there.
Zach, you're one of those guys that really contributed last year for a stretch, for a period. You can make the case the Orioles would not have been in the postseason without that run of starts that you had put together, I believe in August and the beginning part of September, four straight wins, all exceptional starts. Was that how you felt in the beginning of the 2011 season, basically? Were you that locked in?
Yeah, I actually think I was probably more locked in last season in that stretch than I've ever have been in a long time. And it was a stretch of, my arm was feeling great. And it was like that way the whole season. I have maybe a month, my arm felt great, and then all of a sudden you take 10 steps back and you don't know what's going on. So I think I was fortunate that period came when we really needed it. And, I was happy to do my part. Obviously, I wish I would have done more over a long period of time, but it was happy to know that I did something at least to get us where we were.
The Yankees game at the end of, or the beginning of September, that fourth game on a Sunday, did your arm not feel right then? Was it starting to go back or the shoulder to where it was in the beginning of the year? Did you not feel at full strength then?
Yeah, it almost feels like a dead arm period, when you're throwing out there. And my command was always spotty throughout the whole season. And I think a lot of that was not having the preparation and still kind of worrying about whether I was injured or not and not feeling great. So command was spotty. And the days that it wasn't working for me last year, I just couldn't battle through it. And, in years past, when you're not commanding the ball, you can still kind of get away with it a little bit and give yourself the team some innings. And last year, when my command wasn't there, it was, it seemed like it was two innings, three innings, and done. So it was very frustrating.
Zach Brim with us here on WBAL. Now, Zach, I know you recently got married. I'm getting married in a couple of months. Do you have any advice for someone who's probably now a year into the process?
Yeah, she's always right. You know, I think I found that out the hard way. But, yeah, you know, keep her happy, you know, especially our situation. My wife, she's practicing law now. She passed the bar in California.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, we're being busy, but I'm just trying to, you know, keep her happy. And like I said, she's always right.
Honeymoon advice. I know you had to put yours off a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We actually went on it this off season because she was still in law school at the time. So
where'd you go?
We went and cruised the Caribbean for a little while, which was nice. Got nice and sunburnt, nice and crisp, but yeah, we had a good time.
When you see the stories of the cruise ship recently, when you think about that and after going on that cruise, could you imagine if that was your honeymoon?
Yeah, I know. You always worry about that kind of stuff if you read the news and stuff. So it's always sketchy for the first, like, maybe couple hours, but once you get out into the open ocean, you hit your first port. It's actually really nice. I think cruising is my favorite type of vacation.
It is nice. No baseball on cruise. You're not going to have a catch on there, right?
No, not at all. You know, you meet different people. You know, I don't think I'm the most sociable guy. I, like, go out of my way to meet new people, but it's a nice way to interact with new people, go different places, and all-you-can-eat food.
You can't beat that. A couple more things. Favorite restaurant here in Sarasota?
Mi Pueblo, I think. It's off of Bee Ridge, kind of a hole-in-the-wall place I was introduced to when I first came here. Great Mexican food place.
Zach, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
That's Orioles southpaw Zach Britton. We'll take a look back at his season a year ago when we come back, plus how the Orioles honor Earl Weaver this season.